Good morning. This is Sterling Smith with your AgriSampo North America AM market update. And we are seeing risk-off selling across the board. It's sacking the grain markets and pretty much everything else going on here. Right now, July corn is at 772 and three quarters. That's down 12 cents. December new crop at 705 and a quarter is down 15 and a quarter. July soybeans, 1583. That is down 38 and three quarters. November soybeans, 1441 and a quarter, down 29 and a half. There's no particular news on corn or soybeans. We will get some crop progress numbers this afternoon. I expect them to be a little bit slow and a little bit behind schedule, but it's going to be warming up in a lot of areas this week, and I expect this week to show some tremendous progress. If that gets interrupted, that will be a problem for the market. Second item, I have calls every Monday with meteorologists, and we go over the weather and longer-term forecasts. There was a big adjustment to the forecast this morning in that the La Nina that we have been in is now projected to last through the summer and into the fall. This does have some meaningful implications, meaning areas from, let's say, Grand Island, Nebraska to Davenport, Iowa, from Fargo, North Dakota down to McAllen, Texas are probably going to be warmer and drier than normal. Kansas City wheat this morning, Chicago wheat's 1104 and three quarters. That is down 4 cents. Kansas City wheat is at 1174 and three quarters. That's up four and a quarter, but that's off of a $12 high. And Minneapolis wheat for July is at 1214. That is up five and a quarter. That is off a 12 and three quarters high, or excuse me, a 1234 and three quarters high. And the low for the day is 1205. So even the gains in there are being erased as everything else moves lower. Rice this morning, 1698. That is currently down two. July cotton, 144.03. That's up 42. But that's off of a high of 148.17. So again, markets are seeing increasing weakness as we move along here. New crop 123.26 down 48. It was as high as 125.95. Live cattle are quiet this morning, 132.87. That's up 13. Feeders at 174.17 are off 53. Lean hogs getting sacked again. We're at 101.27. That's down 283. Crude oil in the energy complex is sharply lower, and not for really good reasons. June crude this morning is at 105.12. That's down about $4.64. Unleaded gasoline, 370.21. That is down about 6 cents a gallon. So we have crude down over 4%, but unleaded gas down less than 1.5%. Diesel, 385.61 this morning. That's down almost 10 cents a gallon, or about 2.5%. Natural gas, 73.98. That is down 65, or down just about 8%. Gold is at 1861.20. That is down $21.60. And silver this morning, 21.83. That is down 54 cents. Dollar index is a little bit stronger today. We're at 103.87. That's up 22. Stock market decidedly lower today. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 32,329. That's down 569 points, or about 1.75%. S&P 500, new 52-week low. Right now we're at 4016. We're down 106, and that's down about 2.6%. We're just up point or so above the lows of the day. NASDAQ Composite making new lows for the day as I speak. We're at 11,723. That is down 422 points, or 3.5%. Interest rates have been noticeably volatile this morning, and the 10-year right now is at 307.13. That's actually down about 6 basis points. It's been as high as 320 and as low as 306 and change, and most of that decline in interest rates is coming from the weakness in the equity markets. Make sure to sign up and get our afternoon market update, because I'm certain things will be different by the time we get there. And please do remember that we will have live WASDE coverage this week, and we have a whole bunch of other government reports that should create some interesting market circumstances. This is Sterling Smith from sunny and about to get hot Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.